From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama's effort to restructure the nation's healthcare system got a major boost today. The Senate Finance Committee voted to send its overhaul measure to the full Senate. One Republican, Maine's Olympia Snow, was among 14 committee members who voted to move the bill to the Senate floor. NPR's David Wellna has more.
Every one of the Democrats voted for this bill. There were several who had voiced reservations about provisions in the bill or things that were not in the bill, especially the fact that this bill, unlike the four other congressional bills, has no public option, no government-backed insurance program in it. And they say that they're going to work further on the Senate floor, and also when this bill goes to conference with the House bill, which is expected to have a public option in it, to include a public option in the bill. But of course, in doing so, they might be putting in jeopardy the support of Senator Snow and possibly the support of some more conservative Democrats.
NPR's David Wellna. Swine flu is making generally healthy people severely ill at nearly the same rate as it does those with health problems. NPR's Richard Knox has details.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 45% of adults hospitalized with the new H1N1 flu don't have underlying diseases. The others have asthma, chronic lung disease, diabetes, impaired immunity, or other disorders. 6% are pregnant women, six times their numbers in the general population. The new data come from more than 1,900 hospital cases of confirmed swine flu in 10 states and localities. Dr. Ann Schuchat of the CDC says the numbers tell a sobering story.
This virus can be serious, even in healthy people with no underlying condition. Some totally healthy people suffer this very rapid deterioration.
She says people with severe flu symptoms, such as difficulty breathing, should get medical help fast. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. and Russia have agreed to pursue vigorous diplomacy to get Iran to fulfill international obligations regarding its nuclear program. Clinton made the comments after meeting in Moscow today with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who said sanctions against Tehran may be inevitable but would be counterproductive at this time. Clinton said the U.S. and Russia are transforming their relationship and have found common ground on nuclear disarmament and missile defense. Pakistani jets bombed militant targets in the northwestern region bordering Afghanistan after insurgents carried out four deadly attacks within 8 days. Today's bombings come in advance of an expected ground operation in South Waziristan. Pakistan says most Taliban attacks in Pakistan are planned in that region. On Wall Street, just before the close today, the Dow was down 14 points at 98.71. The Nasdaq was up a fraction at 21.39. The S&P was off, too. This is NPR. Iran's official news agency says the government is mounting a legal case against a former pro-reform presidential candidate. Mehdi Karoubi angered hardliners when he charged that some protesters detained after June's disputed election were raped and abused in prison. A special committee looking into the claims has reportedly sent its findings to prosecutors. The U.S. Supreme Court said today it will review the conviction of former Enron CEO Jeffrey Skilling. He was convicted 3 years ago on 19 counts of conspiracy, securities fraud, insider trading, and lying to auditors, contributing to the demise of the former energy giant. And he's serving a 24-year prison sentence. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The justices agreed to review two issues. First, whether Skilling was denied a fair trial in Houston, Enron's home base, where he maintains that he was subjected to blistering daily attacks in the media following Enron's collapse. The second issue involves his conviction under a federal statute that makes it a crime for a company executive to deprive investors and employees of, quote, honest services, regardless of whether the executive personally profited from the conduct. The court's examining the same issue in two other cases that will be argued later this fall. Skilling is the highest Enron executive to serve time for the shady business dealings that led to the company's demise. Company founder Kenneth Lay died 2 months after his conviction on similar charges. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The struggling CIT Group, a major business lender, says its chairman and CEO will step down at the end of the year. Jeffrey Peek is blamed for not protecting the company from the financial crisis. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.